and it has been suggested in some quarters that this is not enough. Well, get off the streets. Don't you have a home to go to? Sheesh. This is a public service announcement. With guitar. So proclaimed an angry, ranting, politically charged Joe Strummer on the third of three singles from what turned out to be the last Clash album to feature their best-known lineup, including Topper Heaton on drums, Combat Rock. Know Your Rights, all three of them, was released as a 45 41 years ago, April 23rd, 1982. Strummer had a bone to pick with a lot of people, but especially those who didn't know what their freedoms were. I think you can apply the line of get off the street, don't you have a home to go to a certain bunch of rioters in downtown Chicago and North Riverside Mall most recently. If Joe Strummer were here, he'd probably directed at them. Not my views, not my political views, mind you, but if Joe Strummer were here and he saw that, I think he would direct it at them. I'm directing the fact that you have the right to rock, and Joe Strummer left that out, but he knew that quite well. And he exercised his right to rock one last time with The Clash. He made sure that Mick Jones exercised his right to rock with The Clash one last time because he got fired after the Combat Rock album was released and The Clash went on one final tour, mostly opening for The Who, like Shea Stadium, October of 82. Well, nobody's getting fired here in any local band out of the Chicagoland area. You certainly have the right to rock, though, and the right to choose. On the Combat Rock album, The Clash were all over the map, much like Sandinista and London Calling before it. A mixture of reggae, Caribbean anthems, calypso, punk, 50-style Bo Diddley drumbeat rock. I can apply that diversity to Blockchain Coalition as well, because they're all over the map. If you expected a hard, sometimes melodic rock flavor like Tony Engel and Ron Thomas delivered with their former band Veilside, forget it. The new normal, Blockchain Coalition's debut full-length album, certainly is a far cry from Veilside. And it's an even farther cry from the progressive-type heavy metal that Tony delivered with David Schenkel on Grave Rain, that project they did 2 years ago, a project I declared the best rock album of 2021 in the local Loft Year in Review that year. So what caused Tony and Ron Thomas to put this project together? And just when I was getting used to Grave Rain, I thought maybe him and Schenkel would get together with a couple of other seasoned session players and go on a full-fledged tour. That never happened. Now they're in total Blockchain Coalition mode here. They proclaim it a brand new power pop band, one like you've never heard before. Well, I'm going to find out just exactly what it is from Tony, because he's going to be calling in a couple of moments here. BCC so far has only done one live show. It was on April Fool's Day at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook to promote the new album. A release show indeed, because physical copies were given away that night. Their second one's coming up in less than a month, Sundance Saloon in Mundelein, then on Saturday, May 20th. So Tony's going to spill the beans about what caused this project to get off the ground, and indeed it's very interesting, very progressive, yet radio-friendly, but in a much different way than Veilside was. You won't catch BCC at the mass gathering of power pop from mostly the Chicago area, known as International Pop Overthrow, and that's going on. It kicked off this past Friday, April 21st, and goes till Sunday, the 29th. I have a couple of more examples of bands who fly under the radar of being strictly power pop. Before many of you went over the radar and started streaming much of what you listen to musically, you dropped the needle and you felt the warm sound and the dynamic range presence of vinyl. Yesterday was All Hallows Day as far as LPs are concerned and physical records. It was Record Store Day again. Yes, I partook in it. I went out to Blue Village Vinyl at its new location in downtown Westmont. Not often you find Drive-In Saturday, a UK 45 original from David Bowie. I picked that up. Picked up a picture disc of Bram Tchaikovsky, speaking of power pop, once a singer with the Motors, the obscure UK power pop band, and then he went on his own and had somewhat of a Elvis Presley-like idol presence. But enough about what I got. I'm going to spin some vinyl, and not the aforementioned right there, but I have a couple of rare local Chicago area bands and artists on the glorious 12-inch Black Circle. The turntable's all fired up and ready to go for this one. In our rock back, it was getting closer and closer to the time we at the Cat 105.5 would no longer have the right to rock you. But we still could do it on this day 9 years ago, and we did it in a charitable way to help out longtime industrial rocker Eric Plonka. The Chicago-born, yet residing in Kankakee at the time, Planka is best known for being leader of the industrial metal band Scientist. Some of his friends who are local musicians throughout the Chicago area got together and threw a benefit concert in his honor. Eric's still alive, but the proceeds raised money to help with his medical bills, as he was suffering from a couple of afflictions at the time. We'll go back to this week 9 years ago when I helped the Eric Planka benefit show get off the ground by featuring a couple of local acts, including Scientist, on the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones. Local Loft episode 274. You have the right to choose, just like democracy, and just like voting for said president or mayor of Chicago, you have the right to choose which original Chicago area artist or rock band in the punk, metal, alternative rock, and power pop genre rocks your vote. And this podcast is your election triptych to help you decide.
Hey guys, it's Tony from Blockchain Coalition. Here with Luke Ness, lead aside on keys, Matt Rhodes on guitar, Bob Berg on bass, Mr. RT, Ron Thomas on drums.
Cut it!
It's these people.
Hey, it's Blockchain Coalition. Tune into our website tomorrow at noon. Next single that we're releasing.
It's called Hold On.
Last we caught up with Tony Engel, he was rocking his brain cell with Grave Rain and in the presence of the veteran Demon Shredmaster David Demon Schenkel. However, something new has just transpired here, Blockchain Coalition. And it's a much different, not to say it doesn't rock hard, but it's a much different story here than Grave Rain and even Veilside. But this actually involves another ex-member of Veilside, and that's Ron Thomas, their longtime drummer. The New Normal is the band's first full-length CD. It just came out on April 1st. Tony is on the line with me now, and well, Tony, I gotta ask you, after Grave Rain, which I thought was really gonna take off and you guys are gonna tour and everything like that, now you do a Blockchain Coalition, and this thing is really something very interesting. I would have to say it's a lot more radio friendly. Not to say it doesn't rock as hard as Veilside here, but things are more melodic here. You've got a lot more power ballads on this record. Let's talk about, first of all, how this all came together between you and Ron, because I read your little letter you gave me. The two of you, after Bob Hilton passed away and Veilside was wrapping up, you did some film and television placement music, and then it turned into Blockchain Coalition. So explain how this all got together and how you got the band together.
Well, like most things, this was an accidental band, and it wasn't supposed to be a band to begin with. We'd gotten an offer to do work with a record label, and we ended up turning it down, and then it ended up working to our advantage, obviously, with Bob's passing. So I got a call one day. They said, hey, would you consider writing for us for our film and television sync licensing division? And I said, sure. So they put me in contact with them, which is Blast Media out of Arizona. And so we write for a lot of film and television, and I get paid to do a lot of cover songs is honestly what it really ends up being. But ultimately, Ron and I kept using the same musicians, which is, you know, because it was, the idea was Blockchain Coalition was just bringing in different musicians for these songs. We ended up using the same guys over and over again, so it just became natural to form a band, and we went out and started writing and putting our songs right up alongside theirs since we were getting the studio time. You know, I'm getting reimbursed for my studio time, so we got to record the album for free that way, and it was advantageous because Grave Rain is still an active project. Dave and I are still planning on doing it. What a lot of people didn't know, because Dave kind of kept it on the down low, is Dave ended up developing really bad arthritis, like a carpal tunnel, and he had already had surgery for that, for an old work injury from before he even started playing. Ultimately, what happened there was he knew if he went under the knife, he was going to be out for who knows how long, if he was going to be able to play again. So Dave went in and got stem cell treatment on the hand to try and get it fixed so he could avoid surgery. But unfortunately, that also took him out of action for the course of a year. So Dave's now just starting to play. And obviously, we're slowly taking the slumber off of that band. And we'll be out with Grave Rain as well. I'll be doing both projects going forward. Blockchain Coalition, like I said, started out as a sync licensing deal. And we just started writing our own stuff. And eventually, we're like, you know what? We got enough stuff to do a record. Let's put it together. What you're holding is the fruits of that labor.
Yeah, it's a very well-polished, produced record, and I don't see a lot of difference between this and Veilside. Certainly, you did power ballads with Veilside, and I remember one I played off the This Time record when I first had you guys in the studio 12 years ago this week.
pricing.
It was the first time I invited you all down to the studio. I still have the air check to prove it, but My Turn, which was the last track on the This Time EP,
That was a
nice radio-friendly power ballad, and there's plenty on here, and not to say the whole thing is power ballads here, but do you see a difference between what you did with Veilside and what you're doing with Blockchain Coalition musically here?
Oh, absolutely. So Veilside was basically detuned. We were tuned down. We wanted the heavy, crunchy guitars. Two guitar attack, detuned, hard rock around a lot of pop hooks. Whereas Blockchain Coalition is one guitarist, that's Matt Rhodes, and we also have a piano/keyboard player, Louis Pascalitas, who's just an amazing, amazing player.
Arrangements here are just mind-blowing, very detailed. Are you able to work this out nicely on stage the way you do in the studio?
We kind of cheated on our first show. We had our friend Doug Schoenbeck come up and help us. But in rehearsal, it doesn't really sound so much thin. Lou has three different keyboards on his stand that he's playing, so he can differentiate between them. And Matt, basically, it was kind of hit or miss. You know, you'd play through. When you layer so many guitars live, you can't play them all at the same time. So Matt would pick one and then kind of run with that. And so we're still fiddling around with that. But we're pretty happy with the sound. So we'll see how it goes going forward. You might have to get another guitar player.
Speaking of the sound, the vocal harmonies, just exquisite. And you do a lot of overdubbing and vocal harmonies yourselves, but the guys who back you up, it's a really nice kind of choir-like sound here and very tight. Indeed. Would you
appreciate
agree?
It. Yeah. And that, honestly, that's me and Ron 100% on the disc. We just take turns stacking as high as we can go. And then you'll notice we'll kind of reach a diminished returns point and then kind of bring it back down. But live, Lou and Matt sing. But on disc, that's just Ron and I.
Well, it'll all come together for sure. You have another gig coming up. You guys did show opener and the release show, and that was at Tailgaters on April 1st. Now it's Sundance Saloon in Mundelein on Saturday, May 20th with the guys from Anthem.
Yep, we're excited to take it out and kind of, like I said, because we're still, I don't want to say ironing the kinks out, but in some cases, it's really just putting the thumb screws to it, actually getting used to the guys. You know, I've played with Ron for 15 years, but I've not been with Matt and Lou and Bob Berg, who's our bass player, for very long live. We've been in the studio for over a year doing all of these movie tunes and writing, so now it's bringing it to a live venue and working out your stage presence, who's moving, which guys move, which guys don't move so much, that kind of thing.
Like Vale said, you guys took cover versions and you made it their own. I remember your incredible version of Dust in the Wind, and here you do a nice exquisite kind of oriental jazzy new age, I want to say, version of The Police's Wrapped Around Your Finger, and that really just stood out to me, the way you transformed that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that one was pretty cool, because Pink Floyd to me is the greatest band that ever lived. We kind of went with a very spacey, ethereal Pink Floyd vibe on that tune, and that's our friend Rick Churik. We sent it to California. I sent it out to California and asked Rick, because he actually plays classical guitar, nylon strings, and that's him playing the acoustic on the song. I was really, really happy with how that came out, and so far that seems to be probably the biggest crowd pleaser of the moment.
Oh, they're all crowd-pleasing tunes here, Tony, the whole thing. I've already spun like about three of them so far. I'm going to actually end this interview with Step on the Rocket, which is the last track on the record.
That's a Ron Thomas penned song. We were trying to make sure that we didn't fall into, because a lot of it's pop hooks, so you kind of want to make sure you're not falling into your typical pop verse, chorus, solo, chorus, chorus out. That one is really kind of morphed from the Tesla song, Love Song, where it goes to it just builds into one giant crescendo chorus. So Step on a Rocket, same thing. It has a very, it's a build to one giant chorus and out type thing. I really, really enjoyed how it came out. I love the dynamics on it. We're fantastic. And I think Ron just wrote an amazing, amazing hook for that too.
Yes, there's plenty of hooks on it. It does conjure up an 80s hair band atmosphere, an 80s pop metal atmosphere, but it's truly fresh as well here. Tony, this is incredible, and I mean, you guys are geniuses, musical hard rock geniuses here, from Valeside to Blockchain Coalition. Wish you all the best of luck with this. It's really getting off the ground here, and keep it up with Grave Rain too. Let's hope the demon gets over his bouts of arthritis so you guys can tour.
He's starting
with
to play now,
band.
And we're going to be getting out with that soon. And before we end this, I want to thank you very much for your years of support with my bands, all of them. Man, you're the guys that help us make this stuff happen. So I really, really appreciate the work you've done, and I wanted to thank you personally.
Appreciate doing it, Tony. Come check out Tony Engel and Blockchain Coalition along with Ron Thomas. BCCBandChicago.com is their website. May 20th, that's a Saturday, over at Sundance Saloon in Mundelein. Tony, thank you again for talking to us about BCC today.
Thanks, Tim. I totally appreciate it.
Ain't it funny how the clouds roll by? Cover up a clear blue sky, and I still waiting on the world to change. Took so long just to hear a favorite song, and I, everything's a moment away. We used to be so young, so young. Memories that made us.
Yeah. It's bitter pie mixed with cheese. So I'll hide away. You can go on taunting, 'cause I'm in the way. You keep saying. You just go on laughing while I'm in pain. You know your lifestyle ain't no friend of mine. Confusion rules my head.
Hard-driving power rock and heartwarming power ballads is nothing new to Tony Engel. He did that a lot with Baleside. Not right away in their second EP. This time, the first one I introduced Cat 105.5 listening audiences to Baleside in April of 2011. But on the follow-up EP, especially the song My Last Lie I Promise, it had a string section and definitely was not their typical melodic hard rock with hooks song structure. On Blockchain Coalition's debut, The New Normal, it's a lot of power ballads, but so much else, including a Caribbean and New Age jazz flavor on their exquisite cover of The Police Is Wrapped Around Your Finger. I certainly found out from Tony Engel that putting this new band together was not only a way for Tony to reconnect with longtime Baleside drummer Ron Thomas following the death of their bassist Bob Cowbell Hilton, but certainly just a way to challenge himself to see how many diverse musical styles his extended vocal range and power is capable of handling. Tony has a voice that's like a sonic knife that can cut through anything. It sort of sounds like he may have auto-tuned his vocals on several tracks, but no, it's all natural. And it's going to be on display. How much can he hit those high notes and how much vocal power can he exude live in concert? May 20th in Mundelein, you'll find out. Blockchain Coalition's second show following their album release show on April Fool's Day at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook. My thanks to Tony for calling in and telling us what's going on as far as the next show to promote the new normal. It'll be with longtime 80s arena rock cover band Anthem. They don't only wear their Rush inspiration on their sleeve, but Journey, Bon Jovi, so many others who really made the decade of big hair and huge production relevant again. May 20th, Sundance Saloon in Mundelein. For more details on the show, go to either Blockchain Coalition's Facebook page or bccbandchicago.com. Tony describes BCC as the new ultimate power pop band to a certain degree. A band like that you'd expect to see at the massive gathering that happens practically every April. Of course, it took some time off for the pandemic and was shut down for a while. But International Pop Overthrow is back. Saturday, a band I introduced you to for the first time 13 years ago this week, Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club, when they were known as the more funky, psychedelic, and progressive rock band, The Bishop, and then eventually morphed into a solid power pop band, all under the guise of singer and founder Bill Gertz. They played last night, and maybe you picked up one or all of their albums on vinyl for Record Store Day. When the whole shindig at Montrose Saloon on the northwest side of Chicago closes out on Saturday, April 29th, a week from today, the last of over 60 different diverse bands, and they're not all power pop, would have rocked the joint for the 20th time since IPO began in 2003. A Northside Chicago band I really can't classify as the mixture of jangling guitars, 60s style, British Invasion, Beatlesque vocal harmonies. When I take a listen to Too Much Saturn, I really don't hear any of those qualities. Upon further listen to earlier albums, including Moving Forward Sideways and Oh No, Uh-Oh, I definitely hear a roots rock influence more so than a British Invasion, Beatlesque, jangly power pop influence too. And there's nothing to suggest even the more hard-driving, heavy guitar-driven power pop sound The Who made famous. Also, REM comes to mind, at least the earlier period. You can't really call it power pop. There's elements of it there, but it certainly is a specific genre. It's hard to classify Too Much Saturn. Certainly, vocal harmonies, a distinctive characteristic of any solid power pop band, are there, but I can't really call them solid and straight power pop only. Judge for yourself as Too Much Saturn plays at 9:45 on Friday, April 28th, this coming Friday, the second to the last of 9 days at International Pop Overthrow 2023. Too Much Saturn released their latest single a year ago this week, April 29th, 2022. Stop Thief. Too Much Saturn on Local Loft.
politicians are planning inefficiency.
Cliff Jansen is gone, but his spirit lives on. Listen carefully to the singing of John Raleigh, lead singer of Rollo Time, a four-piece power pop band from Chicago's North Side, and you'll swear that Cliff has gone through a resurrection. It's that authentic. I couldn't believe it myself until I listened carefully a couple of times. One Thing is the new single from Rollo Time, one they will perform at the final day of International Pop Overthrow this coming Saturday, the 29th. It'll be just like Cliff Jansen and Off-Broadway on stage in the mid-90s and even early 2000s, and they were there a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken, at least four. Rollo Time plays 4:15 Saturday afternoon, April 29th. The entire list is up on International Pop Overthrow Chicago's Facebook page, and there's still another 6 days jam-packed full of different bands of different genres, not just power pop. I played you one last week on episode 273, The Cobains, who most definitely go through a 90s grunge resurrection and, yeah, kind of Nirvana-ish, if the name sounds familiar. He who produced the debut album from Material Issue that gave the festival its name, International Pop Overthrow, released in 1991, Jeff Murphy. Shoes have been there a couple of times before as well, and still rocking strong. Jeff Murphy was part of a Shoes reunion gig I caught in 2013, Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. That nasal Cliff Jansen delivery to his vocals has many people often mistaking Cliff for Jeff, and vice versa. I thought I'd let the grooves do the talking and the singing, and you can discover for yourself or make the comparison or lack thereof. From the original Elektra US vinyl 45, because I still have a Record Store Day hangover that is going to take a long time to go away, maybe never. Too Late, one of four songs that MTV played the music video clips on the very first day they went on the air, August 1st, 1981. It's actually the very first single that Shoes released from their major label debut album on Elektra, Present Tense, on Local Loft.
I could believe you. Do you ever mean?
wasn't very hard for Chicago radio to give acts like that significant airplay back in the early to mid 80s. But we're talking over 40 years ago here. Nowadays, the tightly constructed, restricted corporate playlists wouldn't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. But WLS, AM 89, The Big 89, and FM 95 back in the day, they spun that one quite a lot. And only recently it has become more accessible by being included on Spotify. The debut and follow-up album from The Kind, out of the southwest side of Chicago. Every time I drive by a certain location, 95th just west of Harlem in Oak Lawn, I remember where the former Pumpkin Studios was. It's now an Enterprise rent-a-car. So much magic was being created out of that studio, not only from The Kind, but Survivor, Styx, recording a number of their albums there, including Paradise Theater in 1981, and Kilroy was here in 83. And all, of course, thanks to former American Breed singer and founder Gary Loizzo, who owned the studio and eventually moved it to Orland Park before he passed away in 2017. The Kind's second album, Pain and Pleasure, followed pretty much the same kind of guitar-driven path as that self-titled debut album. With one exception, as I was just listening over again, track number 9, or the second-to-last track on side 2, In My Mind. A nice lengthy synthesizer intro in there. It was the 80s and everybody had to throw in a Yamaha DX7 or Roland Juno or Oberheim. People got lazy instrumentally and had an analog or digital synth do all the work for you. And that, by the way, was off my original vinyl copy. 360 Records actually had its headquarters and its pressing plant a couple of floors below where the studios, the on-air studios for The Big 89 and FM 95 were at 360 North Michigan Avenue in the Stone Container Building. Much like The Kind were trying something new and more synthy in the 80s, death pop radio is going back and forth between genres. I don't know what else to call this one. Depeche Mode meets Stone Temple Pilots, but it's the most recent single, and of course I've had Eric Liljehorn on a couple of times talking about how unique this band is. Mostly his creation, but he doesn't do it all himself. And he won't be doing it all himself when Death Pop Radio opens for ADD. Yes, Margaret Young, Dave Adams, Jeremy Sparta and company are back. Friday, April 28th, WC Social Club, West Chicago. And when I interviewed Dave Adams right before Christmas time 2021, they also were making that venue in the western suburbs their return venue for the triumphant return of ADD, the first time in a long time. Almost 7 years at this point since the band last toured. They have some new songs, and we're going to hear the most recent song they recorded just in time to promote it and play it on that tour. Go to WC Social Club's Facebook page, ADD's, or Death Pop Radio. As for that slightly brand new Death Pop Radio single, it starts out rather synthy and spacey and then turns really grungy, hard rocking, gritty, and Eric Liljehorn does his best Scott Weiland impression, one of the best I've ever heard. Sucka Incorporated, Death Pop Radio on Local Loft.
Your music seems to be a little dark. At least the videos would seem to suggest that. Are there any goth kids that show up at your shows at all?
Yeah, we've had a few of those, especially when we were Ravens, and the only video we had at the time was Ravens. That was a bit of a dark video that we had released at the time. So yeah, we've had a few of those for sure.
This is Margaret.
This is Dave from ADD.
You're listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal.
105.5 The Cat.
One of those songs happened to be a song we've been playing out for years. It's actually a cover from a band, Guano Apes, called Open Your Eyes. So that is tentatively going to be the first single that we'll put out later this year or maybe early 2022, depending on timing of what we're still working on getting it finished and mixed and mastered.
Hide your face forever. Dream and search forever.
Guitar licks and searing harmonies. They pretty much dominated this episode of Local Loft. And there's another example. The way Margaret Young blends so well with Dave Adams and Jeremy Sparta. And what I didn't know at the time was a cover version. Pretty obscure band that ADD did that cover song for, but it's their latest single, one they'll perform this coming Friday, WC Social Club, West Chicago, with Death Pop Radio. Their latest song is also a cover, and like Blockchain Coalition, Veilside, and even ADD after them, they make the song their own. Some might even consider it to be better than the original. In this case, Modern English's I Melt With You. Depending on how much you're sick of that song, if you've heard it enough times since 41 years ago, 1982, and the After the Snow album where the original version was featured on was released this week in 1982, by the way. Or maybe you won't think it's better. It's totally up to you, but certainly give Death Pop Radio the credit for doing a true to the original yet totally unique variation on an original song. Convoy, simply by playing their searing guitar licks from Johnny Million and also the incredible fiery lead vocal of Brian Corbin, they may have gotten inspiration from a few bands, but certainly don't resort to covering them, because their music is truly their own and they could transcend and even in some cases go a step further from the bands who have inspired them. Maybe ZZ Top in this case, Blackstone Cherry, I would think. Johnny Million, John Daniel is his real name, of course, cannot be left out on what truly makes Convoy's music so attractive to listeners. Yeah, there's Brian Corbin's fiery vocal, which never quits. But whether he's playing straight lead guitar or southern rock style slide guitar, Johnny Million simply is incomparable. And I've got another example. One you can hear Brian and Johnny and Mike McAlugee Getz and Will Hart play when they co-headline with Solar on the next stop of their 20th anniversary tour this coming Friday, April 28th, Big Basin Saloon on the Water in Shanahan. Rockford metal band Distology will also be a part of this gig. And for more details about it, you can go to Convoy's or Solar's Facebook page. A bit of that searing slide guitar, and Johnny Million just goes off on a real tangent here. You could say he was possessed. The guitar licks are just so mind-gripping. So prepare your ear hairs and inner brain tissues for this. Track number 2 off Convoy's new full-length, Some Gave All for Rock and Roll, Let It Roll, on Local Loft. You gotta fight for your right to be Chicago proud. Listen up, you rebellious, rambunctious youth running amok on Michigan Avenue and other downtown surroundings recently. Joe Strummer might not relay that sentiment to you and give you that right to be Chicago proud, but the obscure Chicago four-piece punk band Brick Wall Vultures did 10 years ago. One City, One Pride was a part of their first EP, Vultures Rule OK, and it turned out to be their only one. When surroundings were safer, I used to venture downtown to Reckless Records, normally every other Sunday, to pick up a couple of music pieces, either CDs or vinyl for my collection. And I just happened to pick this one up 10 years ago in the 45s bin at the Wabash and Madison location of Reckless. I interviewed a couple of the guys from this band when they were a part of Modern Day Rippers, who are still together. Brickwall Vultures didn't last very long, however. You can hardly get any kind of vinyl that isn't multicolored nowadays, whether it's pink, rainbow, green, red. You hardly see just strictly black painted vinyl nowadays, unlike vintage vinyl in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. But you heard the snaps, the crackles, and the pops in the background, and because I still have a Record Store Day hangover that's not going away anytime soon from yesterday, I thought I'd spin it off the 7-inch platter, and I did. No matter how your music is pressed, you want to press upon a worldwide audience a good impression. Stamp it, just like the metal stampers that make the grooves that the stylist picks up and delivers the music. Get your music to us here, vinyl, CD, a reel-to-reel tape, cassette, or you can do it digitally, MP3, FLAC, WAVE, or send me an internet link, Spotify, Amazon Music, Bandcamp, or otherwise, timlamp1@yahoo.com, timcatdj@gmail.com. Send me an email, I'll send you a mailing address before you send me a physical thing. You can download this podcast, every episode, on podbean.com and stream it on the aforementioned Spotify, Amazon Music, or the Podbean app. Fighting for his right to live, and it wasn't too drastic or fatal at the time, but industrial metal band singer and founder Eric Planka, who led the band Scientist, certainly had a couple of afflictions he was suffering from, and the metal community, not just in Eric's hometown of Kankakee, but throughout Chicagoland, came together for a special benefit show. And we at the Cat 105.5 were fortunate enough, through the magic of the terrestrial radio airwaves, to help promote the event 9 years ago this week. And I invited several members of Scientist and other metal bands down to the Cat 105.5 studio, including Taken by the Sun and Seas of Europa, their lead singer Aaron Langlois, who actually was putting the good word in to help out Eric Planka. We take you back to April 24th of 2014 for this Rock Back. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
Tiny moon of Jupiter. Icy world that's a prime target in the search for alien life.
Hey, it's Aaron Langlois from Caesar Europa, and you're rocking out to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
The Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat is your radio GPS, helping bands and solo artists in the local hard rock and metal scene plot a successful course to a big future. Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. Metal bands around the Southlands, they give it all. Through the solid drumming and guitar solos, through well-written and thought-out lyrics, members of four up-and-coming metal bands want you to give back. Through your generous support, you can help Eric Planka, guitarist of the six-piece Chicago band Scientist, continue his music career, which has temporarily been put on hold while he recovers from injuries suffered in a work-related accident last December. One of the bands you'll be hearing at this special benefit show, which is the Saturday night at the Spot in Bradley, is Seas of Europa. They're fairly new out of Kankakee, and we have Aaron Langlois.
That's the French version.
Langlois. Founding member here with us to talk about this event tonight. You'll see them, and you'll also see a very familiar name to you around Bradley, if you've heard Homegrown Tones in the last couple of months. F and Epic, Travis Zupan, we interviewed him last August. Along with them, it's the Chicago band Taken by the Sun. Let's welcome Aaron to the show tonight. How do you feel your music and the music of other bands is the best way to help Eric on his road to recovery?
Having bands come out, perform, donate their share that they would make that night from the show to helping Eric Planka with, you know, bills from his doctor, hospital bills. We offer the entertainment, you know, and metal that we do at the Spot every couple months. But still a free event. Come out, show support, and it's open. You know, if you want to give a donation, that's up to you. There will be raffles. You know, I'll have a Dean Dimebag guitar up there and have gift baskets. You know, Brickstone gift card, big bottles of booze.
Benefit shows like this in the past have really helped some in the metal community get back on their feet. Rick Lancaster with his band What out of Joliet, they did a massive fundraising concert for him, and it really raised money to help with a lot of medical expenses, which are helping to pay for a new liver transplant. Rick is slowly getting back on his feet. The metal community really gets together and gets behind these events. There's a lot of diverse talent. Aaron's band, Seas of Europa, this is just one example of what you'll hear Saturday night. Their brand new single is Death Is Upon Us on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Hard-hitting, effective, great screaming, and intense metal there out of the Kankakee area from Seas of Europa on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. It's a great night of metal for a good cause to support Eric Planka, who recently had a work-related accident, landed on his back and actually broke a couple of bones in the process in his hand. Make sure you're out at the spot in Bradley this Saturday night. Eric's band Scientist will be out there, and a couple of other metal bands from around the Chicago and Kankakee areas, Taken by the Sun is who we're going to hear from. Aaron Langlois is the guitarist out of Seas of Europa, and he helped put this thing together. As far as getting the bands together, how did you pick and choose the bands you wanted for this event, Aaron?
I picked Taken by the Sun right now. Justin Cape, who drums with Scientist, is drumming with Taken by the Sun right now, so that was a fit. And I know Chris and Patrick and the other guys in there. Another band we got down from Bloomington is Dwells Within. Effin' Epic, Travis got a hold of me and said they were interested in helping Eric, as they know Eric too, and being Eric is from Kankakee, so we decided on those four bands.
Let's talk about your own band, Seas of Europa. Is this single going to lead to a full-length album sometime in the process, or an EP? What have you guys got going on as far as your own career goes?
This is the first song we finished recording at Comatose Studios, who's run by Dennis from the band Bong Ripper. We have another second song we're working on to finish off. We'll have a quick two-song demo. Then we're going to play a slate of shows this summer through the fall, and then reconvene back at Comatose to record at full length. So by then, we started playing at the end of February. We have 7 songs now, so I imagine in another 6 months, we'll have enough material to do a full length.
Taken by the Sun, one of the bands out of Chicago who is part of this event. On Taken by the Sun's Facebook page, there is a Bandcamp link that takes you to the entire contents of their self-titled debut EP. This comes from A Demon's Tempt, The Dying Man with Crowns on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. We'll be right back. The official full-length title of it is Demons Tempt the Dying Man with Crowns. From the self-titled debut EP by Chicago's Taken by the Sun, it's one of four bands you'll see at a special benefit for Eric Planka, the guitarist of Scientists, and it happens this Saturday at the Spot in Bradley. Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat, and we want to thank Aaron Langua for stopping by from Seas of Europa out of Kankakee. Have you been getting a lot of good publicity about this event so far? How's it been going leading up to the actual event itself?
I've gotten pretty good publicity so far. I have some people helping out, promoting with it, and I think this would be the big one. And then it's just 2 days away when this airs, so that's a good reminder to say, hey, get out to the spot and help Eric out.
Find out more details about this at Seas of Europa's Facebook page. Well, Aaron, thanks a lot for coming by and sharing the music and the information with us tonight about this very special event. It's a really good thing you're doing here. Best of luck with you.
Thank you.
Bradley's Effin' Epic will be another band from the local Kankakee area that is a part of this. We first interviewed Travis Zupan, their lead singer, last year and debuted this, one of two tunes on their self-titled debut EP. It's Two Ashes on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Days of the year.